Welcome to season 5 of the Sisters of Sexuality 5 Shades of Play podcast. Question, are you a subscriber of our show? If not, be sure to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast platform and on our YouTube channel. And don't forget to hit the notification bell so that you never miss a show. Today's episode is sponsored by Liberator.com. Step into a world of irresistible allure and unbreakable connections with the S Valkyrie Edition by Liberator. Get ready to infuse your love life with a touch of luxury and set your passion on fire. Why settle for the same old routine when you can dive headfirst into the extraordinary? The S Valkyrie Edition is not your ordinary piece of furniture. It's the secret ingredient to supercharge your relationship. Get ready to strengthen your bonds, reignite the flames of desire, and transform your evenings into unforgettable escapades filled with pure ecstasy. Prepare to take your intimacy to new heights and uncover the fine art of connection. Head over to Liberator.com and get ready to embark on a thrilling adventure in the world of bedroom furniture designed to ignite your desires. Your sizzling nights deserve nothing less than the absolute best. Now, on with our show. Hello, sexies. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality, 5 Shades of Play. And I am Taylor Sparks, your host and sex goddess for the evening. We are here for the purposes of educating, entertaining, and informing you in all areas of sexuality, sexual health, kink, relationships, and the business of sex. I am so excited, as I am most every week, to bring you a new guest. But today is a long-standing partner of mine, and I'm so happy to bring them to you. But before I bring him on, let me give you a little bit about him. Dennis Brito is the VP of Sales and Marketing at Liberator. His role is to partner and connect with e-commerce, traditional retail outlets, and explore emerging opportunity. He enjoys learning and listening from everyone, as there is always something to learn every single day. Working within the sexual wellness space has allowed him to expand his knowledge, explore his own sexual journey, and connect with a variety of people. Everyone is looking for a connection of some sort. Professionally, he's been to parts of the world far and wide to service accounts and develop products for key accounts. Sales channels include furniture, lighting, and design firms. He'll always jump at a chance to travel, listen to the live music, and or enjoy a laugh. Add a cat, and the time spent is beyond golden. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be part of here, part of the podcast, and I'm excited to work with you on another project. So this is going to be great. Yeah,
I know. And, you know, full disclosure, as most of you know, Liberator is not only a brand that I have been carrying for almost 10 years now. They are a great supporter of us, and they're still supporting us, and they are a sponsor of our podcast. So, you know, Dennis, how did you get into sex furniture? Where did they find you? What led you there?
I know, it's sort of a non-traditional path. I've been in adult for probably just shy of a little over 4 years at this particular point. I started in sort of traditional brick and mortar retail out of college and grad school, and then worked kind of my way backwards through wholesale, and then working for import companies and that sort of thing. My last chapter in my career, the company went under for various reasons. And I was kind of figuring out what to do with my life. And I saw an ad posted and was very curious, because it was sort of slightly shrouded in a mystery. And I kind of dug around a little bit. I was like, this is interesting. And I obviously am well aware of adult, but it wasn't as something I was sort of find myself being a sort of curator of. I applied for the position. I met the owner of the company on a Saturday afternoon, which made me scratch my head. And then he sort of very politely, and one could argue very bluntly, said, this is what we do. And I said, okay. And also asked me if it'd be something that I'd be willing to, you know, talk about and sell and that sort of thing in service. And I actually wasn't really quite sure, to be honest with you. I think a lot of times when people get into this industry, there's their own internal sort of bias or prejudices or perhaps just sort of even internal barriers that they have, you know, for maybe from their upbringing, for example.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I had to sort of think about that for a couple of days and thought, I don't know if this is where where I see myself living, so to speak, professionally. Right. And then I sort of thought, but why not? Like, what about it is so harming? You know what I mean? What about it is so disarming? And yeah, I just sort of thought, well, you know, like a lot of things in life, sometimes you have to jump off of the diving board and sometimes the land is spectacular. and other times it's sort of a big, giant, floppy mess. But you figure out how to make it work. And yeah, it's been a really interesting and informative, mostly enjoyable journey. Yeah, so that's what I would say. So here I am 4 years into it. And yeah, I can tell you lots now.
Okay, so good. So this, we want to know lots. So give us, if you will, for those who do not know about the greatest sex furniture in the world. And I say it from personal and professional.
I mean, I can give you personal validation as well. So
yeah. So tell us, give us kind of a little bit of the history of Liberator, like how this even came about. What was this concept? Why did it even, you know, come to fruition, if you will?
So the inventor slash owner of the company about more than 20 years ago was retired, had kids, but was looking to start a new business and was an avid sex enthusiast. However, due to age and sort of life's events, was finding things a bit challenging. Mm-hmm. And very much a someone who sort of noodles on things, came up with our signature product is the Liberator Wedge. Mm-hmm. And dissecting what would be the most appropriate angle for sexual pleasure, but also at the same time would provide support to people and figure out some way to make this a sort of consumer product that people would then embrace.
Yes.
So the company being actually started as a direct to consumer product, which was kind of strange 20 years ago. Nowadays, it's a very common thing that we see all over social media or the internet, just this,
for sure.
You know, and it sort of became this thing, and it was rolled out in probably traditional adult channels. And at that time, mm-hmm. we were talking things like Playboy and Hustler and that sort of thing. And then it kind of became and evolved into a lifestyle brand, which is what I call it now.
Yes.
And I think it's an interesting product because I think a lot of people, when they first hear about it, and I think this is probably something you'll probably agree with, they sort of think to themselves, oh, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sort of impetus to get that going sometimes can be a little bit challenging for various reasons. But I think once they kind of use a shape, figure out how to use it for their own sexual lives, I think the light bulb sort of goes off in their head and they realize, and now all the, and then it in a lot of cases, I think it reopens a new and sort of pleasurable chapter in their lives that perhaps either became dormant due to various reasons.
Usually children.
Well, I was gonna say it's kind of the evolution of life, right? So you kind of get married and it's hot and heavy, and then you know, kids.
What did
Michelle
kids Obama,
come around, and you know,
she life called them gets... little terrorists. Michelle Obama called them little terrorists. Little terrorists. It has ruined everything.
Yes, I think it's a way for a lot of people to rediscover that part of their life that is always there. But I think, you know, I think we as humans sort of need to realize that, you know, like a lot of things in nature, we too have expiration dates and things happen to our bodies and life happens, right? So, I mean, what you used to do maybe 10 or 15 years ago that you found extremely pleasurable, maybe nowadays, a little bit tougher, maybe not so comfortable.
The knees, so, the hips is all, what I always say, don't function as well as they used to if you're not doing yoga and stretching every day.
Exactly. So, so there's this vast amount of stuff in the world that one can use in various things, whether it's dental health or, you know, skincare, et cetera, et cetera. So why not incorporate something in your sex life that would be just as equally beneficial to you? Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, it's sort of an interesting thing to talk about with people. Like I said, they sort of get it on the surface. And then right. once you sort of talk about it a little bit more, I think it registers in their head about how it then fits into their lives, and particularly their sex lives, of course. And
right.
And kind of maneuvering all of that. So that's actually the part that I find really interesting about the whole thing. So.
Yes. So he started with the wedge.
Yes.
Right. So almost 20 something years ago, how many pillows, toy mounts, how many pillow shapes and pieces of furniture now exist in the line?
I would say the collection probably spans slightly north of 150 different things. And by things, I sort of mean there's sort of smaller shapes, there's larger right. shapes, and there's sort yeah. of, it kind of spans the full breadth of all of that. So yeah, I would say it's slightly north of 150 different styles, and these kind of different colors. And so part of it, the evolution is also figuring out how to make products that fit within, you know, someone's decor, perhaps in their bedroom or wherever the shapes live, so to speak.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of a fun, I would say that there are worse ways to make a living, and this is not a terrible way to make a living.
So once you got the gist of, you know, the owner was telling you, okay, this is what we do, this is how we do it. And you were like, do I want to see myself in adult in that way and represent this sexual brand? You know, how did you get over your own biases to be able to, you know, kind of go out in the world and represent this company in this way? You know, was there anything, any mental hurdles you had to jump over? Because, you know, even though I know you carry sex toys, but working with the furniture itself, was there any particular mental hurdles you had to jump over in order to represent this company in its best light?
Yeah, definitely. I think I was raised in a, I would say, conservative family with a little C, as my grandmother would say, Roman Catholic. So yeah, there was a lot of sort of this heady religious stuff. But I will say, I will also counter that when I would turn 16, I also realized it was a bit of a farce. And so I kind of just rode that along.
Okay.
But I think, in kind of dealing with my own sexuality and the gay man, I have a partner, we've been together over 20 years now. So I think going through that personally made the transition into moving into adult less of an issue for myself. Mm-hmm. I would still describe myself as slightly conservative in many ways, but I have no qualms in talking to people about either my own products or products they're carrying or that sort of
sure.
thing. I actually look at it as more of an opportunity to learn more about kind of the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ultimately that's really kind of what we're all searching for. You know, how do we get over our own biases and wherever they may come from or derive from, and then figure out, you know, our own sort of pleasure in life.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the ultimate goal. You know, I think
I agree.
And it's interesting looking from the outside in for some people, just how difficult that is, whether they're a man or a woman or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I thank myself and I say, well, thank gosh, I'm not there. You know what I mean? Like whatever sort of barriers exist for these people that I sometimes encounter, I think, gosh, like, how can I be a helping person to you? You know, how can I sort of, and I'm not trying to be someone's savior, but I'm also at the same time thinking, gosh, if you could figure out a way to get over this barrier that clearly exists in your own sort of internal self, gosh, the resulting epiphany would just be fantastic.
You know? Have you found as you, you know, started working with Liberator and been there several, you know, several years now. What was most surprising to you about how the pillows and shapes and furniture have been used?
I think I think the key thing for me was understanding fundamentally is that you're asking people to either change or begin a habit that they didn't previously have in their repertoire. Mm. You know, we all have routines. We get up in the morning, maybe we have a glass of water, maybe we brush our teeth, maybe we have a cup of coffee. We can all sort of think sure. about these things in our head without batting an eye.
Sure.
You know, I always do A and then I do B and then I do C.
Right.
When it comes to incorporating shapes into someone's sex life, what you're asking them to do is to, along the sort of timeline of this event happening, you're asking them to sort of carve out a space mm-hmm. where, you know, a wedge or one of our larger loungers or something is incorporated into that event mm-hmm. and having them change ever so slightly that part of their lives. For the better, hopefully, in most cases. But you're essentially at the root of it asking them to be willing to introduce a new habit and B, embrace that new habit.
Yeah.
And hopefully, ultimately, finding a lot of pleasure within that new habit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's really hard. I think we as humans sort of buck against that sort of thing because I think we naturally kind of align ourselves with whatever is the easiest thing to do. I mean, I'm certainly guilty of it in many ways.
Right.
So sometimes it's hard. And sometimes I say to people, but you owe it to yourself, you know, along your journey to give yourself the permission to do that sort of thing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, as a salesperson, you hope that,
they
incorporate one of your products or something. But yeah, ultimately I always want to kind of be like, but you can have such a pleasurable, wonderful experience.
If you
let yourself, you know, if you give yourself permission.
Yeah. Speaking of the sales part and the business side, when you have a new it's a retail store, especially the retail stores, right? And they're bringing in Liberator as a first time, or you know, this is a new account for you, or you know, when you bring in, you know, X amount of product, you know, when you visit that account, you know, how do you help them to kind of sell it? Like, what do you tell them with regards to how it should be set up in the store, or what questions do you think that the customers may have for the sales person in the store who may have never used it? Because, you know, I mean, yeah, you got pictures on the box right. And, you know, and you have positions on the boxes. But, you know, if you walk into this store and the girl is 26 and she's you know, she's had sex. Yeah. You know,
hopefully.
Or, yeah. And, you know, we're assuming she's had some sexual knowledge because she's working in an adult type store.
Right.
And, you know, how do you help her to sell? You know, what tips do you give her to tell the customer about how the, you know, let's say, let's just use the wedge and how the wedge operates?
I think first and foremost, I try to tell them to, I think one of the things that you've kind of already alluded to, which is helpful, is that they're already in an adult space. I think there's probably little to no judgment coming from their side. I would assume so.
Yeah.
So I think just by them being there, that helps, number one, break kind of maybe one of the highest hurdles.
Yeah.
I think once you get past that, you get in, what I always tell people is, if someone is there and they're looking at a box and they're in your shop, your place of business, indirectly or directly, they're looking for help. Mm. They are seeking a solution to a problem that they may or may not be willing to share with you. Maybe the romance has fizzled out in their, you know, in their sex life, in their marriage or their partnership or whatever. Maybe there's a lot of kids, like we talked about earlier, and it's sort of, intimate time between mommy and daddy needs to be reinvigorated.
Oh my gosh.
And they're trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Right.
So I always tell people, you know, just ask some basic questions. I see you looking at the wedge. It's a great supportive product. Have you heard about it? can I show you how it works? And you simply open up the flap and give them some details, some small details. I also find that generally people who are in those sorts of situations are on the customer side, mm-hmm. probably at that particular point have kind of had this internal conversation with themselves about what they're looking for. And I think by being there, you know, on a website or in a shop or dealing with someone, I think they've already made that conscious effort to try to figure out how to solve the problem, which is fantastic. So I think it's, again, figuring out how to ask slightly probing questions, politely as possible, letting them know, you know, yeah, you should definitely try this out. I think, you know, based on our brief conversation, this is probably key. And then the other thing I always tell people is if they have samples, you know, give them, let the people touch, feel, lay on, whatever. I mean, there's a reason you go into a shop and you're looking for, you know, your something, and whether it's a sex toy or lube or something, and you know, part of the experience is touching and feeling, and how does this feel on my skin? How does this feel on, you know, whatever parts you're going to use it or whatever? So that's what I always try to tell people, you know.
Yeah.
Enjoy the experience at the root of it.
Speaking of lubes and such, and I want to break for a word from our other sponsor, Union Condoms, and get back to that touchy-feely thing. But for my sexy podcast listeners, are you ready to elevate your intimate moments? I want to introduce you to Union Vegan Condoms, the game changers in the world of pleasure and protection. Yes, they are vegan. No, they are not a lettuce wrap. You can't eat them. But do experience the ultimate connection with our precision fit vegan condoms, meticulously designed to let you feel it all. Say goodbye to animal byproducts and unpleasant odors, because at Union, they keep it clean and simple with their formulas. Union condoms are more than just protection. They're your ticket to safe and comfortable intimacy for all of your body parts. So why wait? Elevate your pleasure with Union Condoms today. Visit them at unioncondoms.com and redefine your intimacy game. That's unioncondoms.com, because love should be clean, simple, and sensational. Try Union Condoms and discover the joy of connection. And as always, practice safe and consensual intimacy. There that is with Union Condoms. So I know, when you talk about people go in and they will have a chance to feel the pillows, and if their retail store is set up in such a way they could lay on the pillows, I'm assuming that no one else in retail stores are doing what I do to demonstrate how the pillows operate.
it's very true. I mean,
no one else is doing that. You haven't seen anyone else doing that. No one else.
Not that I'm aware of.
No one else is laying down on the pillows with guy laying on them.
I may be guilty of these things sometimes. So I've taken many a cue from you, and have jumped in the pool and just said, no, come on, I'll
take it for you. Take it for a ride. Have you done that, Dennis?
I was just working with one of our European partners at a European trade show, and I was quick to sell whomever was in front of me. Yeah, come on, I'll show you.
look at you. Yeah, bring me with you. I would go with you to Europe. I could be the rep.
and then sort of like you look over to someone's left or right and you say, do you see how we look? This is kind of what you want to, you know, replicate.
Yay, Dennis. It is, because it's kind of like getting if people sell cars, you got to get them in the seat.
Totally.
You have to get, and once they see it, they're like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's trying on the most comfortable pair of shoes, and the first time you try them on, you think to yourself, wow, these are really amazing shoes.
Yes.
And so that theme kind of carries through. And I think, you know, to your credit, I think the you know, giving people permission to try it and, you know, say, how do you feel? Does this work for you? Does this not work for you? Would you be better on top as opposed to the bottom? How about this? How about that? And again, it's I think it's really exciting, because you see the light bulb go off in someone's head, and you can almost kind of read what their thoughts are.
Yes.
And you can almost sort of think to yourself, I bet you they're thinking about something in their past, and yes. where something else like this would have improved that experience. And I think yes. that part is really, really exciting, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to say my two most exciting pillows and shapes to demo. Well, there's a few, but I love demoing them all. I have so much fun. But it's to get a guy, especially a big guy, on the yeah. wedge ramp combo. Mm-hmm. Because it, you know, I mean, I did some guys that are 6'5" and can show how the Liberator pillows will support this 260-pound man, right? Yeah. And sometimes I've had some men in there who are 280 pounds, 290 pounds,
yep.
and they are, and it's like 6'5", and then they're married to a woman who is like 6 feet. And she's like 180 pounds, right. and they put them both on that wedge, right? And it not collapse.
Yeah.
It exactly. does not, it holds them firm. And it's yeah. just like, because I use the example, I always have a bed pillow. Yep. Well, you've seen what I do. I yeah. always sit on the bed pillow. I said, you know, I weigh 100 pounds and the bed pillow always collapses.
100 and gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm 100 pounds. Yeah. And the because the bed pillow is only meant to hold the weight of your head.
Right.
Not yeah. your ass and his ass. And then somebody exactly. else's too, if you're having a threesome. But to put them in the cuffs and the blindfold, and then I have their wife come up and sit on them in cowgirl.
Yep.
And then do reverse cowgirl, right?
Yep.
But if it's people who are, you know, ethically non-monogamous and they're having threesomes, you could have her in cowgirl and then another girl with her knees on the wedge, as opposed to the ramp, yep. over his face.
Yeah. Really what you're providing is this great playground for someone.
Oh yeah.
I think first and foremost, you have to let them into the playground. So you're letting yes. them lay on it, you're letting them touch it, and they're a little, you know, trepidatious about the whole thing. And then there's several great parts in your videos where people's faces are like, oh. And then they decide to ride the swing or go down the slide. And then
you so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. And you so cleverly let them move around and see what is the best position. I always tell people it's an enjoyable playground when you can do that with your partner or, you know, your third, fourth, whatever, and just have an adventure. I mean, there's a reason we call it bedroom adventure, because we want people to actually try stuff out. And,
yes.
you know, traditional missionary is fantastic, but there's some really great times when you want to flip things up a little bit and you're feeling maybe a little bit spicier and you want to try something else that's new.
And it's such a simple concept. And you're like, how come no one thought about this before?
Yeah.
And, you know, back to the business part of it, talking about no one thought about it before. And with regard to the market share, no one has really come in and grabbed much, if any, market share in this niche. I mean, there's yeah. I've seen a few, because people they come to me. Hey, Taylor, we have this thing. We would love for you to carry this thing. And I'm like, okay, let me look at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've developed this thing as kind of competition to the Liberator. And I will look at it and I will flip around with it. And I'm like, yeah, but it's missing this and this and this and this
yeah.
and this.
Yeah.
But great thing.
Yeah.
But their thing only does one thing.
Yeah. I always say great design is so simple that it makes you not think about it. I mean, there's a reason that we all use a fork and a spoon, because it's such a simple design. But it took eons for it to be created. And yes, in your head, a pillow that is quite simple in design, one would think.
Mm-hmm.
But the evolution of that has actually taken quite a long time. And yeah, part of it is, I think, like a lot of things, it's easy to sort of cut corners and make things like something else.
Yeah,
but you take out a lot of fundamentals that actually make the product you're trying to replicate not as good.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
And it's true with even like toys. I mean, I We get a lot of toys that come to office and they come across my desk. I'm like, oh, this is a piece of crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's only, this is, you know, this blogger a few years back before COVID wrote an article about people, toy companies copying other toy companies. And she was kind of blasting these other companies, which agitated me to some degree, because it's kind of like blasting Burger King for having a burger, right?
It's true.
Because McDonald's had the burger first, or Wendy's for having a burger because McDonald's had the burger first. But sex toys only come in so many shapes because genitals only come basically in two.
We're only made in certain ways.
Right. We're only made in certain ways. And even if you're transgender, you're still going from one shape to the other.
Exactly.
So it's, so, you know, you only have, you know, the phallic shape. You know, there's only so many things. So it's like, they're not copying each other. They may add a few bells and whistles, but competition is okay. You get new colors, totally. the Malibu colors. Is it the Malibu? For the, you know, what was it called?
Yeah, we call them the Liberty colors. So it's our move to us. Liberty?
The Liberty?
Yeah, so the really soft roses and the really soft blues. Yeah, it's really
Why
pretty.
Where did I get Malibu? Where did I get Malibu from?
Well, I think I did a video where I talked about trying to create your own Malibu Barbie sex room.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm like, I think I heard Malibu somewhere.
I thought it was a good connection for people, given all of the marketing that we've inundated with. So,
have you considered, just for shits and giggles, doing some miniature pillows with four Barbies playhouse, not to sell, just have someone on the, just to, and just do a whole campaign.
You
a
whole montage.
Yeah, but you can get like a knockoff of Barbie, like at the dollar store,
right?
So that Mattel won't sue you,
right?
You'll call it the Liberty doll, the Liberator dollhouse. And you'll put the Barbie, the fake Barbie and the fake Ken in all of these fun positions in the house on the miniature. You guys should definitely have somebody do this.
Something
for just for Christmas. Don't sell it, but how, I mean, if someone could do it in a day, you got everything you need right there.
We're actually working on something like that. So for your viewers, I'll give you the first insight of what it's all fun. But yeah, we're working on something kind of akin to that, with using 3D printers and lots of other stuff like that. So yes.
Oh, we've got an exclusive. We have our own Liberator Playhouse.
So I will give you first dibs on all of that. And I think it's a great idea. So
are we going to do a life-size Liberator Playhouse so I can come in and demo the pillows? I know I'm a bit of a hybrid, I think, in the sex educator space, because not too many sex educators own a sex or company. You know,
that's true.
That sells it. And then I'm a, you know, a sex toy company owner that also educates.
Right.
So I'm a bit of a hybrid. So sometimes when I'm talking to brands, they're like, yeah, but you sell it. I'm like, I know, but I can sell it for you too, as on the educator side.
Yeah.
And it's totally fine, because I want people to really have an understanding of you, especially the Liberator product, because I found it, as you said, to be, you know, and it's made of this. So tell them what it's made of, the Liberator.
So at its heart, it's a patented recipe, so to speak, of particular high density foam. Mm-hmm. So you provided a great example where you have someone who perhaps is, you know, either quite tall or heavy, and maybe their partner is just the opposite, both mm-hmm. height and weight wise. Mm-hmm. So what we figured out is the sort of secret sauce of how to make stuff that can be delivered to someone in a slightly eco-friendly package and at the same time still be supportive. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard, actually. A lot of times, perhaps when many of us were younger and we had, you know, little to no income, and we had to buy some furniture for our first apartment, and we bought a crappy couch. And not terribly long after we had that couch, the cushions did this sort of lovely
concave
where your, you know, backside would be resting. So if you can think of it in that analogy, the pillows and shapes we make won't do that. They'll actually be quite supportive and firm. So we do a lot of testing. We have a lot of different size employees that work at the office, and we, you know, sometimes ask some probing questions. So what position were you in? Which again is really kind of one of the fun things about sort of being in this environment as well.
And do you do threesomes? That's, you know, anyone here, if you do threesomes, when I demo the Wanda,
yeah,
and I put the lady on, straddle it with the wand, and then I have her husband get behind her. Sometimes I get behind her, and I have him, and I said, so now, you know, he's enjoying her enjoying because she's getting taken care of in the front, and then he's in the back. I said, but then if you take the jazz and put it in front of her face, and then you add a female body there, straddled her, because if you're trying to do a threesome,
yep,
the female body is flat to the bed and it's hard to stay connected. But now you lift her up with the jazz and you Perfect. Can daisy chain, you know, bodies and pillows all around. You didn't think about the daisy chain, did you?
I did not think about the daisy chain. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you can daisy chain mind. Man, woman, pillow, pillow, man, woman, pillow, pillow, you know, woman, woman, pillow. Daisy, you could liberate your life. Your whole party could be connected.
Totally, totally. And you know, it kind of goes into this whole movement about, I mean, Netflix helped us all out in many ways in the whole, you know, sex room series and sort of exposing people's perhaps hidden or not so hidden desires to sort of make these spaces.
Yes.
And I think it's kind of probably been something, you know, you've been well aware of for a long time where, you know, part of going through someone's own journey is trying to figure out how to make their intimate space, whether it's a bedroom or whatever room in their house, you know, be that pleasurable space. Mm-hmm. And then how do you incorporate toys, products, lubes, et cetera, that make that happen?
Yes.
So I think you were kind of one of the first people to talk about that sort of thing with people and give, again, it's kind of like giving them permission. It's an interesting mm-hmm. thing. You're like, it's okay. You know, this is a good thing for you. So yeah, to your credit, I think that's been nicely done just in general. So
it's been fun. I have so much fun.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a great sort of pleasure that I get. And you probably for yourself as well, where someone, you know, again, has that light bulb moment and you just think to yourself, yes, yeah. One more satisfied customer in more ways yeah. than one.
Yeah. And another, in more ways than one, another opportunity that has, I don't know if you pursue that channel. I know I've had opportunity to work with people who have mobility challenges that are wheelchair bound, who have found great satisfaction and pleasure in using the Liberator pillows, right?
Yep.
It's really helpful for people who are, like I said, have mobility as wheelchair bounds, because where they are unable to raise their own hips yep. to meet the thrust, if you will, of yeah. their partners, putting the wedge or the jazz under them puts them in a position to receive.
Yeah.
And so that they're not flat on the bed, so they get greater depths in the penetration. So I've had both men and women in the lifestyle industry that are wheelchair bound who have come to my seminars and have purchased your pillows and enjoy them immensely. I was on a television show where one of the women was wheelchair bound, and we were doing the demo, and she says, I have one of those and my partner and I use them. And she's, she does not have mobility below the waist. And she said, thank God, you know, for the Liberator pillows, because it was a game changer in their sex lives. So I don't know if that's a channel you guys are, you know,
it's one that we explore in a very small way. But yeah, I've talked to people as well where, and I've asked them very direct questions that, you know, and I give them, you know, obviously permission to not answer my questions, but it's sort of curiosity on my own part, like, well, how does it get used? And, you know, and I've had similar comments made to me also where people who perhaps have lower body mobility issues, mm-hmm. Trying to find a comfortable position to be in at all.
Mm. Yes.
Trying to figure out how to get, you know, be in a bed, but be in a comfortable position whether they want to be on top or on bottom or whatever.
Right.
And that sort of fundamental part, they've been unable to do. So by, yeah, incorporating some of the supportive shapes that we offer, it has given them sort of, again, giving them new life in this, in their intimate, you know, chapter of their lives, which is, again, it's really exciting to hear those sorts of things. I'm a big believer that, you know, if anybody's having sex, you should totally have a liberated pillow. So
for sure. Even my
solo, triple, group, whatever.
Yes, yes. My good friend, Jet Setting Jasmine, who is a clinical therapist, and she worked for many years for the Veterans Administration.
Mm.
And she was counseling a couple. Their husband had come back from war, and he was quadriplegic.
Mm.
He did not have use of his hands or his legs or anything below the, you know, his genitals at all. And they were really struggling because how do we connect? I'm unable to satisfy my wife now. And she said, but you can speak, right? He's, yeah, speak. I can hear me speaking. She said, then use your tongue. Did you enjoy oral sex with your wife before? And he was like, I just can't. And he said, well, I guess I could, you know, he hadn't thought about it that way. And so that's how they reconnected. So bring in the liberator pillow. And this is the best thing about the wedge. And you probably heard me say this before, putting the wedge under your head.
Absolutely.
When you put it's the wedge or the ramp, but the wedge, especially under the head, instead of the jazz, it gives room on each side for the knees.
Yep.
Because normally when you sit on if a woman sits on her man's face, her knees go flat to the bed and it's almost smothering, which is fine if smothering is your thing.
Exactly.
But now you have a place for your knees without smothering them and going flat to the bed. And his head is angled in such a way that the oral sex is not straining and you're not straining not to kind of hold yourself up a little bit so that you don't smother them. So the wedges, it's a game
changer. And if you're, and to that point, if you're, you know, that's a great example where in their previous sex life, they hadn't really explored that part much, it kind of sounds like. And so, having the ability to open that up is a wonderful way to use, you know, the products and a way to enhance, you know, someone's sex life. And it kind of, it goes back to that idea of, you know, making it a playground. And like in a playground, there's lots of different tools and things to play with. And so you can figure out the best way to make it work for you, but be willing to explore that and be willing to try and give yourself permission to do that sort of thing. And I think that's kind of the greatest pleasure that I see in people, which is exciting. So
It's all exciting. So how did you guys go from the pillows to the, like the essay, the S to the furniture? And is the owner is he the designer, or does he work with designers that are on staff, or is he coming up with all these concepts in the middle of his sex with his partner? Like, oh, you know what would be great if we made this thing?
We made this thing you lay on and do this. Yeah, no, so we actually have an in-house design team, two individuals, and they have this sort of laboratory that they work in, and they create stuff. And, you know, like all design, not all of it's great. So
sure.
Some of it doesn't make a lot of sense, or some of it just doesn't make sense from a production standpoint. But yeah, they experiment, and lots of people in the office give them ideas if they've seen something or if they tried something, and figure out a way for us to make it. It can kind of be feast or famine, I think, in some ways, meaning that there can be this great influx of ideas of new products and all sorts of new things, and then at the same time, it's like, how do we reinvent the wheel to make it slightly different at the same time, which I think everyone sort of feel, and it's sort of akin to, you know, the human sexuality spectrum we all live in, which is, you know, sometimes there's peaks and sometimes there's valleys, and so you're always managing the highs and lows of all of that. And we do the same thing. The design team does the same thing here as well, trying to figure that all out. So, but it's fun to work with. And I mean, one of the advantages of being here is you kind of get some preview shapes on the front end and you can kind of take them home and, you know, figure this out. So now I sort of make the joke with my partner where I'm like, okay, Thursday night, 9:30 to like 11, we're busy. I need you to be, you know, in this mindset.
I'm gonna strap you down.
and then I'm sort of asking analytical questions like, how do you feel right now? So yeah, it's a fun way to spend some time and, you know, reconnect in lots of ways.
Yes. I was going to ask you something. Have we talked about the S? Yeah. So what was the, you know what? I think it's before you were there. There was one pillow that came and left so quickly. And I'm like, I didn't get a chance to really get to all my places because I believed it was the travel pillow.
Mm.
It folded upon itself to make a mini wedge.
Yes.
But it opened up flat. It was before you were there.
It was before I was here. Yeah. I've seen pictures of it.
Bring
though.
It back. Oh my God. Because that is something I believed I could sell lots of on the trips because most of my events, you know, people are traveling from all over the world, but of course we drop ship, but that's something they would love to carry to an event if they could just fit it in their suitcase. And some of these people have 5 and 6 suitcases apiece because you have to have an out, especially for the cruises, you need to dress for dinner.
It's
and
true.
Then you have to dress for the theme night. Right. Yeah. And so, yes, you have a playroom, but like the cruise we were just on, everything is a suite. So everybody has their own suite.
Right.
So they're not going to take pillows from the playroom to bring it to the suite. But if they had their own little setup with that travel pillow, because they do love the travel. Is that one behind you?
This is the throw. Yeah.
Yeah. This throw.
I take it everywhere that I go.
This throw is like the pillows, has a moisture barrier. Nothing seeps through it.
Yep.
So for you wonderful squirters out there, nothing seeps through, not lube, not body fluids, nothing.
True.
It protects your sheets instead of using towels, which are only meant to absorb.
Absorb, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a travel throw I take with me everywhere. It does double duty, not only for sex, but it's also a good pillow on the airplane.
Are you using it as a pillow on the airplane?
And I have a bad habit of spilling coffee on myself, so this helps as well.
So using it as a bib.
I use it as a bib, yeah. So that's the non-sexy part of it. But then, yes, you can use it as a barrier for lubes and bodily fluids, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, I did have a customer that came back and said that his partner squirted so much, they had to carry it off the bed because it was just a big puddle.
Oh.
So
sounds like we need to use them as product testers then, I think.
Well, no, what they do, I said, put that down to protect your sheets, put the towel on top of it. So now the towel will absorb the squirt and then you just put everything in the wash in the morning.
Yeah. It's a pretty ingenious product actually. It's a really good product.
it's one of the best, and all the sizes that it comes in are amazing, and it's nice enough with all the colors to leave at the end of the bed.
Exactly.
You know,
so it can live in your world incognito when you need it to. So
yeah, but you know, some people say, "Oh, we're waiting for the kids to leave before we buy the wedge." I'm like, "Hello to the kids." They're like 17 and 18. I'm like, okay, first of all, you know, you don't have to answer your children when they say, "What is that?" You can just say, "None of your business. Get out of my room."
Exactly.
Or you can look at them like this and go, and then just walk away. Why do you feel the need to answer your children about your sex life? Tell them to get out of your room.
Exactly. Or you can talk to them when they're early, you know, maybe in their early 20s, and say, "You should really pursue a really healthy sex life."
And tell them it's none of their damn business. Get out
or
of your
that
room.
As well.
People are like, "So you're gonna wait 3 years to buy a Liberator pillow because you don't want to tell your children? How do they think they got here?"
Exactly. You know, it's funny when you're talking about the cruise. I go on a gay cruise every February, and it's a week long cruise. And so it's kind of the same thing.
Are you selling on the gay cruise?
I'm only going as a participant, but I have been asked by the company to take stuff with me. So we'll see how it goes this time.
I will go with you on this cruise. I will do some demos, baby, on these gay people that will make them together as a team. Listen, you let me know when we could do this.
Yeah, I have a separate sort of bag of costumes, and there's many Liberator products that accompany me on these trips as well. So
we need to do the wait. Is it gay men or gay women or both? Or
it's mostly gay men. Probably demographically speaking, I would say early 40s and up.
Okay.
So you kind of get a wide range of people, but.
I can relax. I'd be no threat to anybody.
You'd be the belle of the ball, I would imagine.
What do they call the women that we can't say that. Never mind. Anyway, we're going to talk about that off air. Because I know what they used to call women who always hung out with gay men, but we can't use those words right now, and we don't want to be canceled. So
that is true. Taking these things with you is, yeah, it's kind of it gets back to my point about habit making, and so how it, you know, enhances your sex life. And so, yeah,
baby,
never travel without my Liberator wedge is what I say,
baby. You need to bring back the travel wedge. I'm telling you, it fit right in your carry-on, because it just went bloop bloop and there it was. You would put it flat in the bottom of your suit, because I was demoing it, and then it wasn't even around before a year before it was gone.
Okay. I'll do some investigating for you and figure out what I can dig up for you. I'll let you know.
Especially now that, you know, it's been a little slower getting back to, like, 2019, I did 11 events.
Wow.
Three cruises and 11 events. And in and out of the country. And but it was gone before then. It was literally, I think, around 2015. And it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just me wanting what I want. So listen. Dennis, it has been amazing having you on the show, and I thank you so much for
Me. It's been very fun, and I appreciate all the effort that you have done, and I really have enjoyed working with you immensely. I can't tell you, it's really fun that you can come to work and laugh and share some funny stories, and ultimately, you know, provide people pleasure, which is what we both enjoy doing. So
yes, and I cannot thank you, Liberator, enough, because you have been so supportive of my little small growing company, you know, and I'm like, I know I'm not the biggest, but I'm working on it. Man. I'm going to be one of your top freaking sellers. I'm telling you, I'm going to get there. So listen, folks, to stay up to date with Liberator and Dennis, you please visit their website at liberator.com. And of course, follow them on IG at Liberator_INC for Inc. And to stay up to date with Sisters of Sexuality, you can find us on all social media at Sisters of Sexuality. And if you have any questions for me or our guests, feel free to email me at sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Take a few moments to visit all of our sponsors, liberator.com, unioncondoms.com, and of course, our sister's company, organiclovin.com. And if you like this episode, please subscribe so you never miss a show. Leave us a review, like, share, and support. And until next week, stay sexy. Bye-bye.
Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.